Hi, I'm Aidan, and this is AOL Languages. This is a shorter version of a real lesson I gave to some of my online classes last week. In this video, I'm going to use my 6-point repeat language learning checklist. In the class, we started off using Willkommen 2, a course book at A2 B1 level. Chapter 2 is about education. 4 people talk about their time at school. They give a short, like, paragraph. Inspired by these, I wrote 2 similar descriptions, one about my own school days and one about my mother's time at school, based on what she told me. Okay, let's start with the first step in my repeat checklist. R stands for receive, that's listen, read or watch. When working with a piece of content, you should read the whole thing first to gain an overview. I'll read my own account first. Die Grundschule hat mir sehr viel Spaß gemacht. Ich habe viel gelernt. Ich glaube, ich war ein guter Schüler. Meine Mitschülerinnen und Mitschüler haben mich the Professor genannt. Die Lehrerinnen waren sehr nett. Meine Lieblingsfächer waren Kunst, Französisch und Englisch. Ich hatte Probleme mit Mathematik. Eine junge Lehrerin hat mir Privatunterricht gegeben. Das hat mir im Examen geholfen. Now, we may not have understood everything, but we should have a rough idea of the gist. Okay, now we'll read the other piece. It's what my mother told me about her Schulzeit. Die Schulzeit, das ist lange her. Unsere Lehrer waren sehr streng. Wir mussten immer still sitzen und viel auswendig lernen. Damals gab es in den meisten Schulen körperliche Bestrafung. Das war schrecklich. Ich war Linkshänderin, aber ich musste mit der rechten Hand schreiben. Die Schülerinnen und Schüler von heute haben es viel besser. Now, we could read it a second time, and if you want, you can replay it just to click on the chapter below in the description. So we'll move on to my next step in my language learning checklist, and that's number 2, extract new words and phrases. Select some of the words and phrases that are new to you, and maybe some that are just interesting and useful. I've selected these ones. Die Schule hat mir Spaß gemacht. The school was fun. Now, that's such an important phrase. There is a shorter version. You can just say, Sie hat Spaß gemacht, or, not specifying anything in particular, Es hat Spaß gemacht. Es hat Spaß gemacht. Repeat it, memorize it. Es hat Spaß gemacht. It was fun. It was enjoyable. Okay, another phrase. Das ist lange her. That was a long time ago. Auswendig lernen, to learn by heart. Die körperliche Bestrafung, corporal punishment. Der Linkshänder, die Linkshänderin, left-handed person. Okay, how easily do you think you could remember those? That's how you build your vocabulary. Okay, on to step 3 of my checklist. Focus on pronunciation. Mitschüler, Mitschülerin. Some students have difficulty with the U sound. Lieblingsfächer, favourite subjects. It's a compound word, so it's best to split compound words up. I like to use an underscore. And I use my crude phonetic script. From the International Phonetic Alphabet, I've borrowed C. Cedilla. It's used for the German ich sound. So it's Fächer. Mathematik, stress on the last syllable. Körperliche Bestrafung. That's a bit of a mouthful, but if you say it slowly, split it up, Körperliche Bestrafung, you'll improve. Moving on to stage 4 of my checklist. Now, my approach to grammar is just do it in small chunks. Repeat the forms and phrases out loud lots of times. Just focus on examples of the grammar in the content that you're looking at. Lots and lots of examples. Examples first, explanations later. That's one of my mottos. Not the other way around, as in a lot of course books. And don't try to memorise grammar from lists or tables. Just repeat key phrases lots and lots of times. So let's have a few then in the perfect tense. Machen, gemacht. Ich habe meine Hausaufgabe gemacht. Geben. Ich habe gegeben. Ich habe Unterricht gegeben. I gave tuition. Helfen. Es hat geholfen. It helped. Lernen. Ich habe gelernt. Ich habe viel gelernt. Fragen. Ich habe gefragt. I asked. So that's it. Gemacht, gegeben, geholfen, gelernt, gefragt. So, now is the fifth on my repeat checklist. And this is when we start to exchange information. Question and answer, a basic function of language. So, just a couple of very easy questions. War Aiden ein guter Schüler? Ja, Aiden war ein guter Schüler. Wie waren die Lehrerinnen? Die Lehrerinnen waren sehr nett. Wie waren die Lehrer in der Schule von Aidens Mutter? Die Lehrer waren sehr streng. Aidens Mutter war Linkshänderin. Aber was musste sie tun? Sie musste mit der rechten Hand schreiben. Number 6 is for translate, L2, L1, L2, and that means you should always translate from the foreign language before you translate back into it. I've translated the text using Google Translate. It's good to make sure you understand difficult words. Finally, an L1 to L2 translation exercise I like to give to my students as it really focuses their minds. Can you put these phrases back into German? I learned a lot. Ich habe viel gelernt. I had problems. Ich hatte Probleme. It was terrible. Es war schrecklich. It was fun or enjoyable. 4 words. Es hat Spaß gemacht. So that's it. You can use my checklist to learn from any type of content. So try to ensure that you cover all the points. And by doing this, they will help you to mindfully focus on the activity of working with content and with words and phrases, and improve your effectiveness in acquiring the foreign language. So vielen Dank fürs Zuschauen und Zuhören und bis bald.